I'm joined by Chris Doyle, Director for the Council on Arab-British Understanding. Chris, you just tweeted that we should be wary of the PR hype on Obama's visit. Why?
All the PR and the spin about this visit shouldn't disguise the fact that President Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu have a very checkered relationship that they have not got on. And we have seen this, for example, in widespread allegations that Benjamin Netanyahu interfered in the US election very much on the side of Mitt Romney, who of course lost to Obama, and also in a famous exchange between the former French President Sarkozy and Obama, where basically the microphones picked up a conversation where Sarkozy said, "I cannot stand him, he's a liar," referring to Netanyahu, and the US President turned around and said, "You're fed up with him, I have to deal with him every day." So quite clearly, we see an American president who has had great difficulties with Netanyahu in the past, particularly over the issue of settlement freezes and a complete and utter reluctance of Benjamin Netanyahu to in any way meet some of Obama's aspirations for kickstarting a peace process in the Middle East.
Are the two of them just sort of going through the motions then?
I think they're doing more than going through the motions, but I just don't think that we should pretend that there aren't serious and underlying issues in this relationship. I think this is widely known. I think that Obama has an image issue within Israel as well. But there are very serious and substantive issues that they have to deal with. Clearly, a top of the Israeli agenda is Iran and what will happen there. To the north, of course, Syria is very worrying, of concern to both countries. And it's not clear that either of these two leaders has a clear strategy as to how to deal with it. And finally, on the Palestinians, this is almost a forgotten issue. But Obama will be visiting Palestine. He'll be going to Ramallah and to Bethlehem. But has done a great deal in trying to lower expectations, and quite clearly from the briefings that have been given from officials before the trip, we should not expect any great initiative to try to resolve this conflict. But that is extremely worrying, because it assumes that one can just leave the Palestinians alone to fester under occupation in the West Bank, under blockade in Gaza, and that no crisis will erupt. And that, I think, is wishful thinking of the worst sort. Ultimately, Obama has to be involved in showing leadership in the region to try to resolve some of these very serious conflicts. Failure to do that could see a really serious regional conflagration, one that we haven't seen for many, many years, that could even be worse than the Iraq War in 2003.
Do you think the tent protests in the E1 area will force the issue of Israeli settlements onto the agenda?
The issue of Israeli settlements should certainly be at the top of the agenda. Regardless of the protests in the E1, the United States made clear that they were angered at the move to approve this settlement project, because it undermines the viability of any two-state solution to this conflict. And of course, this has been the centerpiece of U.S. policy for decades. And I think President Obama needs to look Netanyahu in the eye and say, "Are you serious about trying to resolve this conflict? Because pursuing these huge, expanding settlement projects does not go hand in hand with finding a peaceful solution to this conflict."
There's speculation that John Kerry may be involved in trying to reopen the negotiations. Any prospect for that, do you think?
John Kerry may get some success if the parties in the region, the Israelis and the Palestinians in particular, believe he has full White House backing. If he has strong presidential support, then he will have a chance to try to knock heads together to try and get both parties to the negotiating table and for them to realize that they have to get serious. However, if he is just going to expend a lot of time, a lot of air miles, but without serious engagement from an Obama who may be distracted by domestic issues and other matters, then I fear that John Kerry, for all his good intentions, may not get anywhere.
Okay, Chris, thanks very much.
Thank you.